You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I have lived in Navarre for over 21 years. This is the first meeting I've ever come to because I'm usually working. Y'all have your meetings when those of us who are working cannot come up here and give you our opinions. That needs to change, first of all. I am against the boardwalk. That's the whole reason that I voted against you and that I voted against you. And I will tell you right now, if the rest of you keep this in, I will do everything in my power. I will be as loud as I can to get you out of office as well. Because this is not something that we want. It is not good for Navarre.
Holly Gibson there speaking yesterday at the Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting. And this issue we've talked quite a bit about yesterday and today. Trying not to do it at the same time both days because I know I don't want to give you all the same stuff all the time. But again, the beach residents are very, very worked up.
We need to keep our beaches the way that they are. Everybody, as everyone else has said, that's what draws people here. So don't build on Navarre Beach. If you do, then we're going to do our damnedest to get you out. That's all I got.
Hope Bush, one of the people from the other day, played her clips from the Tourism Development Committee meeting where she was asking the questions about the Tourism Development Director and, you know, the alleged conflict of interest, which I do not think there is. And she's not even, you know, she gets blamed for all this stuff and it wasn't even her issue. But, okay, anyway, Hope Bush.
I'm asking y'all to put this to a vote by the public. Put it on the November ballot. And if you say the ballots are already printed, I'll hold bake sales. How many of y'all will help me raise money to reprint the ballots, to put this on a ballot for the public to vote? Not just you five gentlemen.
It's not legal, ma'am.
Why is it not legal?
Because we don't have back and forth. And this is one of the issues we have with, and it was to stop her time, she did.
Okay.
This is one of the problems we have with public forum is people come and they express their concerns, right? But the problem is oftentimes people's understanding of what is allowable and what's legal and what they say is completely two different things. And the time and the date at which point anything can be put on the November ballot has already come and gone, and that's done by state statute.
So okay.
We cannot add anything new, no matter how much we want to the November ballot. Okay.
Really?
Start your time back.
Okay. There's exceptions to every rule, and we all know it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You ever have a conversation with somebody, and you're like, I know, it does not matter. Nothing I say will ever be good enough for you. There's no amount of evidence, reason, explanation. There's always going to be some quip, comeback, denial, repudiation, because you're not interested in having this conversation. You're just interested in being right. And, I feel for Commissioner Wright. He's trying to explain to this poor lady who's so angry, and her answer is, well, there's an exception to everything. No, literally, it's illegal. It's a state statute. You cannot put it on the ballot. So just...
Industry got together and prevented that from happening. It can happen in this county as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
$15 million, apply
you,
that
ma'am.
To putting a bridge
ma'am.
Over 87.
Your time's expired. Thank you.
And so is yours.
You're right. It has.
Just, you know... We're just trying to have a civilization here. Okay, so then the question was brought up about conservation land, and Kerry Smith asked Tom Danheiser about it, and he gives the short answer. We talked about this with Brad Baker, that that whole area is conservation land, and there are already things built on it, including the Turtle Center.
Just real quick.
Which, by the way, I thought was a fair question. If it's conservation land, why can we build on it? Okay, but there's an answer. Kind of like the whole, you know, if you're going to turn us into Destin or Panama City Beach, then I would actually be with you. If that's what they were doing, I'd be with you. I'd be opposing this. It's just that's not what it looks like to me, not even a little bit.
Just real quick. Tom, is Windjammers and the pier, is that also conservation?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, including the Turtle Center. All of that county-owned property is all zoned conservation rec. And development on it is allowed and already has been done. Go ahead.
But this is a great example. People see it's conservation rec land. They're not sure what that means. And so, it's conservation. How can you build something on it? And they come to the county commission. They've gotten kind of worked up about that and convinced that they've found the thing that's going to get what they want done. Turns out it's not relevant. And, you know, do they take that well? No, not really. But that's how the process works. People don't know. You know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that's like my job is to explain. That's what the county commission's job and the county administrator and the PIO. That's, you know, our job is to kind of explain this stuff. And then there was Ray Eddington. And all I can say is this edition of Ray's Rants is brought to you by.
We'll now move on to the regular agenda or consent agenda. I'm sorry.
Commissioner, can I speak?
Sure, if you'd like to respond.
All right. Y'all want to hear what's really going on? One person started all this bull crap. That was Terry Light. Got y'all started. Is she afraid that she's going to lose business? A lot of y'all live on this beach. Y'all are problem. It's problem. It's caused some of this problem on the beach also. You're a bunch of hypocrites, backstabbers. Mr. Light, I feel sorry for you when you sit in this seat. They will do you the same way.
So Terry Light is the new Commissioner Light's wife, and she was one of the instrumental people in all of this. And you know, y'all backstabbers and hypocrites, and you live on the beach, and you don't want anybody else to live on the beach. And oh, there's more. He's just starting. We'll come back to this in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. There is a vehicle crash, County Road 197A at Vinewood Lane in Milton. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to Ray Eddington, who is, I don't know, going to just go off.
Miss Bush, didn't you come to my office and asked me to get the county to take over Holly by the Sea Rec Center because they are sorry as all crap? Well, yeah. You need to go to their board. You need to go to their board.
All right.
A lot of y'all, and I put myself in the same spot. I caused some of this by moving here. Y'all caused it because y'all moved here. If you want to put it back like it was, move out of Santa Rosa County. Put it back the way it was.
And what he's getting at there, I know he may not be the most articulate expressor of it, but several of the people had said, we moved to Navarre Beach because we fell in love with it. Either we came into vacation here or we were deployed military here, and we love the pristine, primitive, undeveloped nature of it. And what he's saying is, so you're telling me you came and saw a natural landscape and you decided that you wanted to come here and live on it and build a house on it. Yeah. You don't see the issue of how you're getting upset about people wanting to build something on a pristine landscape like you did? You're not seeing that there's some tension here?
I just go one step farther. Julie White is not the cause of this. It started in 2019. I had people come to me wanting a convention center. I was the one asked to put Julie and them on the beach. I was going to tear out the visit center on 98 so y'all could have a convention center.
Community center.
The board did not want to do that. It wasn't Julie. It was me was going to try to move them out and tear that building out for y'all to have something. Then y'all want to be a backstabbing bunch of people? Y'all are hypocrites. That's what y'all are, a bunch of hypocrites. To do talk about people that didn't have nothing to do with it. Come to me, not Julie White. She did not have nothing to do with it.
Hypocrites, backstabbers, you know, all Worked Up Ray is kind of entertaining.
It started in 2019 and kept going. And people like this carrying signs, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You live on the beach, tear your house down and move. You part of the problem also on that beach, lady. Anybody lives on that beach, need to move out, put it back the way it used to be years ago. Nothing on the beach at all, but sand. That's it.
And again, you know, he's getting at the point that if you really, really, really believed in pristine beach, you'd all move off the beach, raise your houses, put it back to being sand the way it used to be. But, you know, you're not willing to do that. So how serious are you about preserving this natural landscape?
I want to move forward with this. If we want to take anything away, let's take the bathroom and the parking lot that the Turtle Center wanted. We'll do away with that. We'll do away with them two projects. Everything else stays. This board, hey, I'm talking, not you. You be quiet.
Ma'am, this is his time, not yours.
This is my time.
You've had yours.
I'm talking, not you. I have to make a mark for that one. I'll come back and grab that later. That's great. It's just, you know.
This board, the next board comes in, y'all better start looking at who pays money to this county. Windjammers pays 5%. Juanas pays 5%. Turtle Center pays $1 a year. Y'all need to make them start paying 5%. Andy D's, 3%. Make them pay 5%. Make them all pay even 5%. You'll get more money to this county. That will help.
Yeah, I didn't follow what that had to do with everything else, but okay, letting him have his speech.
Chairman, I don't have nothing else to say, and I do not want to hear anything she has to say. Put form it over with.
Public forum is over with. In a couple of months, you won't have any more Ray. I would say we didn't have much of that kind of Ray for a long time. Like, you know, every once in a while, Angry Ray comes out. And, you know, I like Ray's Rants. This edition of Ray's Rants was brought to you by Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat. Now, it feels like it ought to be sponsored. So in the end, okay, they had to, as Brad Baker just told us a little while ago, they did have to push back by a couple of weeks the bid deadline for people who were wanting to bid on this project, because they got a lot of inquiries and some of them were, you know, kind of flaws in the bid itself. And they had to answer the, 47 inquiries. So they pushed it back a couple of weeks. So it'll be October before anything happens. You know, for me, the takeaway in all this is not whether it happens or doesn't happen. I know that's what some folks are really worked up about. And I'm not, it might seem like I'm some big advocate of this project. I'm not. I just find myself captivated by bad reasoning and, you know, poor arguments and, you know, flawed basic starting points and premises. And, you know, I always want to make sure people are informed. And I feel like a lot of people are not informed and they rush right in with their angry, ill information. And that bothers me. I want to live in a democracy that's run by people who pay attention, learn, are open, communicate with each other. And again, I'll say it just because I want to make sure this is clear. If I really thought what they were going to be doing to, if this happens, if I thought what they're going to do to Navarre Beach was turn it into anything even remotely like Destin or Panama City, or, and look, you know, Pensacola Beach. Pensacola Beach is a weird hybrid. Like, the beach side is great. I love the beach side. The, you know, boardwalk side, I just don't go there often. It's not my thing, okay? And I wouldn't want it to be like that in Navarre. I like what Navarre is right now. I just don't think this is turning Navarre into that. Because if I did, I'd be with you all. I'd be telling the commissioners they're idiots. But I just don't think they are. 4-3-7-16-20, and I don't know what's going to happen with this. I suspect it's just all going to get nixed. If you ask me my bet is that they just vote to drop it. I, based on some of the things that have been said, that's what I anticipate happening. If I had to bet, I say 60% chance it just gets nixed. And I kind of think that's going to be a shame, because I hate to reward kind of mob mindset mentality based on bad information that often seems super political and not very productive. And I think you're missing out on something that's going to be a pretty good amenity if they do get it built. But, you know, we'll see. They're not even voting on this on Thursday. It's going to be a month or so before they do. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Whatever the day, whatever the hour, FPL is working to keep your service reliable and your bills as low as possible by building stronger lines and rerouting power with our self-healing grid, by preparing for storms and restoring service quickly, and by building highly efficient, diverse energy sources. Because we know every dollar counts. FPL, working for you every single day.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 983, 95.3 and AM 1620.
So, logically, if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore,
a witch!
A witch!
Solid reasoning, fellas. Solid reasoning. 726 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash. County Road 197A and Vinewood Lane in Milton. No roadblock there. Also have a vehicle crash and roadblock. Navarre Parkway at Panhandle Trail. Use caution. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need any kind of home improvement help, advice, supplies, safety gear, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware is there for you. And they have been there for you, for your dad, for your grandpa and grandma, for your great, for your great, great, for your great, great, great. You know, people who say, like, I've been in Pensacola for eight generations. Well, Pensacola Hardware has been here for 175 years. What you got? You know, like, it's a long time, since 1851. Since before there were Levi's jeans, there was Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. And they love what they do. They love helping people. They'll actually, you know, if you're getting ready to buy something and they're, you know, not sure that you know how to use it safely, or not even sure, you know, like, you know, do you know how to use this? Have you done this before? Well, no. Why? Well, because, you know, maybe this product would work better for you. What are you trying to accomplish? Or, you know, hey, we just want to make sure you do it safely. Like, they're those kind of people. And if you're a professional builder, man, they speak your language. They love helping you do stuff, and they have been doing it for an awful long time. Talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield or Susan and ask them. They are the commercial construction supply business. So whether you need Yeti merchandise or SEC merchandise, whether it doesn't have LSU anymore, we'll see in a minute, next, you know, tomorrow, maybe. But, you know, whatever you need from them, if it's like cookware and gumbo pots or it's hardware, they've got it all. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. By the way, that small note is that LSU might get kicked out of the SEC over the NFL player thing. Yeah, they're going to have a meeting tomorrow. And they sound serious. I mean, I don't know if they really are or not. It seems kind of weird that they would. But they say, look, we got to preserve competition amongst our schools, and we do not want schools bringing, you know, almost NFL players back to play. The two players practiced with but did not play for LSU on Saturday. So we'll see. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Federal investigators say pilots of the Amazon cargo plane that crashed in Miami at the Miami International Airport may have actually tried to abort that landing moments before the crash. NTSB data shows the plane's throttles were increased to levels consistent with a go-around after the landing, but the attempt was abandoned. Of course, that plane overran the runway. Five people died. Student test scores apparently are falling across many wealthy countries, Andrew. According to the new international results, more than 760,000 15-year-olds took the PISA test last year, with average math, reading, and science scores hitting their lowest levels ever among developed economies.
Yay for us! Oh, dang it. This is not a case where low... It's not like golf. Low scores are good? Okay, sorry.
Unfortunately not. And Australia is proposing new laws that would give social media users more control over what appears in their feeds. Platforms would have to let users over 16 years old choose between algorithm-recommended content or posts from accounts they actually follow.
I love this so much.
The legislation would also require stronger protections for children. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be wild if you went to social media to get the information that you wanted to get? Now, I will also confess that there are sometimes a thing gets promoted to me, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting, and then it promotes more, and then it promotes more, and I'm like, that's too much, you know? So there are things I haven't gone out of my way to find that I've discovered.
And somehow it telepathically knows what you're thinking about and promotes that,
but
too.
It's got to be like 1/1,000th of the feed. I mean, it's so rare. It's, you know, it's just not the norm at all. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, South Park has changed its name. You hear this?
As
an act of patriotism in solidarity with Google and Apple, they are now changing the name of the show to South America as satire for the new season.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. Attention, plus the price of a barrel of oil and what you're paying at the pump are rising fast.
U.S. forces attacking and destroying five Iranian oil tankers. Four of these tankers were in the Gulf of Oman, one near Karg Island. Now, the U.S. attacks came in response to multiple Iranian attempts to target and hit U.S. warships. Those attempts failed.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tel Aviv. The trade war ramps up with Canada, and as of September 29th,
these Canadian products are just banned, cannot be shipped to the United States. It is some alcoholic beverages, some dairy products, and some large motorcycles from Canada.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. President Trump headlines the first day of the first ever Republican midterm convention in Dallas, set to speak at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees here across the area. We'll get a full look at our forecast from Channel 3, and that's up in just a couple of minutes. Governor Ron DeSantis has now endorsed Republican nominee Byron Donalds in the race to succeed him. DeSantis announced his support during a Republican leadership forum on Tuesday, backing the party's full statewide ticket. The endorsement follows past disagreements, of course, between the two, including over Florida's Black History education standards. Donalds welcomed the endorsement and said he intends to build on Governor DeSantis's record. He faces Democrat nominee David Jolly in November. Santa Rosa County could soon have new rules on animal tethering. Commissioner Kerry Smith is directing county staff to draft an ordinance addressing backyard breeding concerns modeled after rules in neighboring counties. The direction to move forward goes to Thursday's meeting with a public hearing to follow. Once the ordinance language is drafted, no specific rules have been proposed as of yet. A Santa Rosa County girl's finally home after a two-and-a-half-year fight to reunite her with her mother. 7-year-old Kenley Zuruf was removed from her home over a disagreement about medication for a chronic illness, then placed hundreds of miles away. State Senator Don Gates says it took four senators, three lawyers, and a mother's persistence to get her home. Gates is now working with Senators Jason Pizzo, Jennifer Bradley, and Aaron Grawl to draft legislation reforming the Department of Children and Families following a scathing grand jury report out of Central Florida that found systemic failures within the agency. Now, police are searching for a white sedan, possibly a Buick Envista, that they say was involved in a drive-by shooting Sunday outside of Vibes and Smoothies on North 9th Avenue. Officers say 5 to 8 shots were fired into a crowd around 10:40 p.m., striking a woman with non-life-threatening injuries. Police do not believe that woman was targeted. The vehicle was last spotted heading west on Bayou Boulevard. Detectives are asking anybody with information on that case to come forward. A 12-year-old boy was hit by a car on Tuesday. FHP says the boy walked into the path of an oncoming sedan while crossing Muldoon Road. That boy was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No other details on that incident have been released as of yet. And it is 7:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a nice, mostly sunny sky day today with just a 10% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 77 in Pensacola, 74 in Milton, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 735. Let's check in with PJ. He's got our traffic on the fives this morning.
Travis brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. There is a slowdown I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest to about Highway 29. Southbound 29 is congested from Roberts Road to 10 Mile. No delays at the front gate of NES Pensacola. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
And your next news in 30 minutes, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Meta has unveiled its Muse personal agent app that lets people offload digital tasks like booking appointments, filling out electronic forms, and even monitoring home security camera feeds. CNBC reports that the app comes in a free tier or a monthly subscription, costing between $20 and $100 depending on usage. LIV Golf said it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and entered into a restructuring support agreement with BC Partner Advisors LP. Earlier this year, LIV faced a Saudi funding cliff and launched an investor roadshow to raise up to $350 million. LIV still needs court approval for the bankruptcy deal. Marvel Technologies CEO Matt Murphy said on CNBC that one of the keys to the chipmaker's massive run over the past year is something that took a decade to build: trust with the world's largest technology companies. Shares of Marvel have soared roughly 241% over the past 12 months. Futures are moderately lower as Brent crude tops $100 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I can't believe I'm going to say this one out loud, but here goes. The socialists got it right? Again? Zoran Mamdani, America's most hated politician. Or beloved, depending on who you ask. The socialist mayor of New York has now banned the use of AI for students up until the 8th grade. If a socialist does a good thing, you still have to give him credit for it? Yeah, you know, you still do.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves is joining us now. Sorry we missed you last week. We did good have a chance to talk to your possibly one of your best hires ever, Eric Winstrom. I'll just say it. I think he's fantastic. D.C., welcome back to the show, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree more. Thanks for having me.
No, he's great. And by the way, this interview is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose a team with a legacy Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. So if only we had anything to talk about. Let's start with the big one from yesterday, parking.
Yep.
I had mentioned this briefly before when we were talking about this on the air. I was actually getting ready to ask you whether now with your big win in the primary and the, you know, public surge of support, when were you going to roll out surge pricing? Well, here we go, right? That's what this is.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, we've talked about this so many times, and I think, number one, it gave us a chance to pause and try to make life easier on people. What we realize is really lots of the complaints aren't a dollar an hour. Lots of complaints are either a misunderstanding of what's available or just ease of use. You know, how do we come up with ease of use things? And that should always be an ongoing project for us versus policy, right? I think the senior permits now that any, not just city residents, but senior permits, $10. If you work downtown, if you're always downtown, $10 a month, you can pull into a city parking space as if you were pulling into your driveway. You don't even need to get your phone out. And you can sign up for that right now on parkpensacola.com. So you'll never have to get your phone out again, get a parking app out again, $10 a month. That's it. Just to make life easy, 75 cent parking for city residents anytime, Friday night, Saturday night. Doesn't matter, 75 cents, and you just register for that.
Is that by plate, by user? Is it through the app? No, like, how does that work?
Yeah, on the city resident version.
Yep.
Plate with the senior permit, obviously. Our people will see your plate. On the 75 cent, that will actually be through the app.
Okay.
But then when you go into your app, once you've registered, and Andrew McKay has registered as a city resident, then you would go in and every time you pulled up the Park Mobile app, it would be 75 cents an hour. It would flatten it out.
Okay.
Right? No matter what the rate is at the time. So,
and is that tied to my plate in any way? Or like if my buddy is, we're in his car, I'm just curious how that works.
Yes, it would be the same way when you use Park Mobile, you put your plate in.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It would be once you put that plate in.
Okay.
It would be tied to that account. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Just a small detail, but I was just kind of curious. So go ahead.
Yeah, so the goal is to make life easy. But, you know, I would say one, and I mentioned this in the media yesterday, and I'm not sure how much it got picked up. I was hoping it would. The one big fundamental misunderstanding that remains to this day, and we're going to keep battling to do a better job of communicating, is 1,600 spaces are free.
Yep.
24 hours a day. And sometimes we allow this conversation to get moved over to the presumption that every city space is paid downtown, which is absolutely not the case. And if you'll indulge me, I'll give an example.
Here, let me pause you. Remember your example, because let me say this. Okay. You and I have clashed over parking for as long as you and I have been talking on the radio, okay? And that's fine. That's healthy. But I can absolutely confirm to everybody that there are loads of free spaces downtown, because Andrew McKay has only ever paid for parking in downtown Pensacola one time in my entire life, I go downtown all the time. So there's plenty of places to park for free as long as you're willing to walk, you know, a block or two maybe. So I totally agree. Go ahead.
That's a perfect segue. So here's what I tell you. If you parked at City Hall or on Spring Street, if you parked at Convendencia right behind the Holiday Inn, that right there is about 405 feet from Main Street. Okay, the northern part of the free parking lot, 24 hours a day. If you park in Spring Street, you're about 800 feet away from Palafox. Not Baylen, you know, Baylen even closer. Or Spring, obviously, you're on Spring. Go to a baseball game, even closer. So what you're really talking about is anywhere from 400 to 800 feet away. This is how technical we want to get. Now, if you go on Google Maps and you pick the dot in the middle of the Creighton Road Walmart, right in the middle of the parking lot, to get to the electronics section is 600 feet.
That's good. I like that.
If you plan on buying something and not just teleporting away from the photo center and having to come back to your car, I mean, by the time you actually transact something from the photo center, you've walked as far as you'll ever need to walk if you want to have free parking. So the point I'm making is, yes, it's absolutely an attitude change. It's a busy downtown that now needs churn in their spaces because people want to be there. But we always allow this, and I think we're guilty of it as anybody, to devolve into a conversation presuming that 100% of city spaces are absolutely paid, which is the vast majority are free all of the time. You can park a block away from Seville Quarter for free. You can park, again, City Hall, Convendencia, up by Wright Street. If you're, I mean, so on every side of the busy district of our downtown, if you do not want to pay, like Andrew McKay, you absolutely have that right. You're just going to have to walk the same amount of feet that you walk when you go to Walmart. That's it.
You know, I love that illustration, and you got me thinking now, like, okay, if I go to Red Robin at the mall and then I want to go visit, you know, Dick's, you know, how long am I walking in the mall? Which is, right. Nobody thinks about that as a problem because
I won't replicate the science of this, but there's actually, and I don't know the terms, but there's some great urban planning blogs that talk about this. There is a psychological difference between you being able to see the Walmart and have to go around one corner where you don't see the restaurant you're going to.
Yeah.
That's literally, it's a psychological thing.
The feeling of distance.
So it
feels a lot
longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we'll come back to this in a second because we got a lot of details to get to, but we're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, County Road 197A at Vinewood Lane in Milton. No roadblock there. Also, I have a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Panhandle Trail at Navarre Parkway. Use caution. I'm PJ with the traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Okay, so Sundays and Mondays are totally free. I love that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday until 6 are going to be a buck an hour like it is right now. Friday at 6 through Sunday midnight or whatever is going to be $1.75 an hour. And then, again, Sunday, Monday are free. Then that's for people who aren't city residents. So it's really only for county residents because for city residents, it's 75 cents an hour all the time. The Jefferson Street Garage is going to be $1.75 all the time. And it's for special events, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about specifically is I know, and I explained at length earlier in the show, that the goal of this is to create turnover in the spaces because right now people are parking for too long because the cost is too low. My question is, if you're going out to eat downtown and maybe you're going to see a show, okay, or not, but you're going to spend $100, $200 already, is 75 cents an hour motivational to you? I hate to be the guy to say it should be higher, but shouldn't it be higher?
Well, I think that's the natural balance. This is where I say, welcome to my life, right? I don't necessarily disagree if this was purely, but it's a municipal service. And so obviously, and listen, let's prove your point right now. Go look at the private lots on Friday and Saturday night. They're charging significantly more than $1.75. So if it was about, you know, I know a lot of people that are frustrated with it say, hey, you know, a money grab would be going and charging the same thing that the private lots are charging.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. No, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. And so we know that the demand is the point, because we're ever going to get anywhere near what the private lots charge, but that it shows you, to your point, that is a question. Is that enough churn? The nice part is we had a year and a half of data, and so and this is staying true to what me and you have always talked about. I mean, some cities do dynamic pricing where it changes during the day,
right,
based on demand and all of that stuff. We wanted to give a little continuity, but we felt like the trade-off of listen, if you don't live in the city, you don't care about coming down on the weekends when there's already a million people trying to park downtown, then you know what? Let's give you a business day. Let's give you Monday to go get your tag renewed, to go to the courthouse, to go do all of those things that you now have a day of the week, a business day to go. And hey, go support our small businesses downtown. Is that, it motivates you to be able to park right in front, at the front door for free? Great. But then Friday and Saturday night, we continue to see problems. And I will say, for folks that don't work downtown or aren't downtown very regularly, we've heard from several businesses since it's been closed. I know this, people won't believe us, but I'm telling you, we heard from several businesses downtown saying, hey, when is paid parking coming back? Because what was happening is people were squatting in those spaces. Yep. If you went around the YMCA, Tarragona Street, all of that, the people who lived in those apartments were just parking right outside their front door all day.
Right.
I mean, you don't blame them. They're allowed to do it. And so that's why churn matters. And so we think that this pricing model gives convenience and ease to people, but also better reflects what the demand and churn is going to be as we look through our data.
Why not $2 an hour? The $1.75 bothers me. It seems so like such an odd number.
Well, if you'll come co-sign that, the council.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm the guy on the radio asking for higher rates. It just,
you know why? Truly is my number one. We sat down for ease and said, hey, we're going to take this time out. Councilwoman Pat and I are going to figure out how do we make the process easier.
Yeah.
Period. And remember, this is a slippery slope. The last thing you want to do with any type of policy like this is change it every 6 months. Right. Because now people just don't know it. So we've got to kind of commit to something here and kind of stick it out. And so a lot of the policy has been the same. Some of the pricing will change. But what I'll tell you is I felt like it was very important that whatever we came back with was projected net neutral revenue. Meaning, so when people come and say, well, it's $1.75 an hour, now they're looking for more money. No, the Monday, you're giving the Monday up. We started, one thing we haven't even talked about, maybe for another day, is all of the extra forgiveness to make life easier on you on the free strike. And then now your ticket's reset after 6 months instead of a year.
A step up. It's a 1-2-3 kind of process. And if you reset in 6 months, then you have more opportunities to mess up and not pay for
it. Which is what it was before. And you can actually now pay your ticket. There's going to be a QR code. If you get a big discount on the ticket, or if you pay it within a few days and it's right on the thing. So what my point is we looked at the entire process, and I thought it was very important on behalf of the citizen to say, hey, I want this to be a net neutral change. Meaning not, hey, we paused it and then we came back and then now we're looking that it increased revenue from what we were doing before. So to answer your question, we did the $1.75 because we felt like that was net neutral for what the revenue stream, to help pay for garages, to help pay. We have a $500,000 pending repair to the Jefferson Street, 42-year-old Jefferson Street garage right now. We got to pay for it. $500,000, and I like it when 83% of the transactions are from people who don't live in the city. And those are user fees that are coming from people who don't pay taxes to the city. So I just thought staying net neutral with the new changes was very important to me.
And that's, again, that's the message you were clear about yesterday, is that the totality of the money this generates will not be an increase. It'll be the same. It'll just come from different people at different times of the week. And the money is going for downtown parking related infrastructure type things. People, again, they just, the price is going up. Well, it's also going down. It depends on what day of the week you're doing. Oh, somebody texted in. You'll like this. They said, DC's slogan for promoting this should be, if you don't want to pay like Andrew McKay, you can park for free still. I kind of like that.
I can use that with so many things. I might just see that.
Yeah. Hey, wait. that felt a little shady now that I think about it. That's all right. All right. We always like to end. We didn't get to any of the stuff on the Flock cameras. The change.org that you guys are doing. I mean, there's so much stuff that I wanted to get to with you today, but we only have so much time. And this was like the hot thing right now, obviously. And the workforce, plan with Burdine, which all good stuff, but we'll get to that next week. I always like to end with a little bit of a lightning round. When you're reading a book, do you underline? Do you highlight? Do you lines in the right? Do you write in books or not write in books at all?
We're just talking about reading a book now. I'm just two hand in both sides of the book. But if it's some type of reference or something I'm reading at City Hall, then I'm a big highlighter guy.
Or highlighter. Okay, interesting. I'm an underliner or a lines down the side, I don't do highlight. My wife likes highlight. So, if you go to a hotel, what do you take
that you could take. Let's imagine, you know, used to be you get like the hand lotion, right? It's a little small. They did put that in the container now. But when you go to the breakfast buffet in the morning, you know, they might have yogurts. They might have little peanut butter cups, apple or an orange for later. What free things that are semi-free, at least, what do you take from the hotel?
A lot of times, because I'm usually traveling for work, I would say the pen in the room. You know, because I'll forget to put one in my backpack or something like that.
Gotcha.
My laptop, and I'm going down to a thing. So that's I'm a pretty frequent borrower of the pen. But other than that, you know, I leave the towels and all the lotions to Andrew McKay whenever he.
Again, you know, I want my free stuff with my free parking. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, their profit and loss. Yeah, their profit and loss. I don't want to hurt it too bad after coming in after you, you know.
All right, last one. Did you have, when you were younger, a scared straight movie or PSA that sticks out to you as the thing that was like, I saw that and I didn't ever want to be disruptive on the school bus again?
You know, I thought the DARE program was effective. I thought that was, you know, having the police officer in middle school in St. Paul's.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty effective. I thought you were going to say what scared me straight is like a scary movie. I was going to talk about the Blair Witch Project, like going to watch that. But
okay. But what? No, well, how did Blair Witch scare you straight? Like kept you out of witchcraft and sorcery or?
I think it was just like it was made such a big thing and it was at my age at the time, you know, that seemed like people weren't sure if it was like real or not, you know? So it was just, that's just what sticks out as my memory of, I don't know that it scared me straight to, you know, to not drive over the speed limit or anything, but I mean, in terms of actually scaring me.
Well, I just think, you know, kids these days need to be scared a little bit more and, you know, work for us, you know, scare them off the bad things and probably make their lives better. They'll thank you for it later. Mayor D.C. Reeves, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time. And we'll look forward to talking again next week.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much.
7:55 News Radio 92.3 PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a slowdown I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest to about Highway 29. Also seeing a slowdown southbound 29 congestion from Dollar General near Roberts Road to about 10 Mile. And then also US 90 southbound is running heavy from the Simpson River to Scenic Highway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBV accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It would be most interesting to impress your memory engrams on a computer, Doctor. The resulting torrential flood of illogic would be most entertaining.
Oh, man. Yesterday was Star Trek Day, and I failed to mention it. So, 60 years of Star Trek. And I've just recently been rewatching all the original Star Trek series, which is still, in my opinion, the Next Generation is very good. But, you know, that's the original. Also, happy birthday to St. Augustine. They turned 461 yesterday. So, congratulations. Just 6 years younger than Pensacola. David Wayne is... Right? Good job, second best. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Hold on a minute. I gotta click over to the right screen. I apologize for
time
that.
Stalling.
Smithsonian Secretary Lonnie Bunch III says he's planning to step down at the end of the year. After 7 years of leading the institution, Bunch previously founded the National Museum of African American History and Culture. He's leaving the Smithsonian as he faces criticism from the Trump administration over its approach to American history. Scientists in Nevada trying to solve a big mystery involving elk, Andrew, that have been apparently dying for more than a decade each spring. Researchers say as many as 30% of collared females in the affected herd have died. The elk often appear healthy and then rapidly decline. Researchers say the cause is still unknown.
All right. By the way, the mayor confirms that if you have a valid handicap placard, you can park in any city space anytime for free, just FYI.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.